From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, Wednesday met President Donald Trump at the White House. Mr. Trump expressed optimism the horrible killing in Syria can be stopped.
We're going to do very well with respect to Syria. I think things are happening that are really, really, really positive. We're going to stop the killing and the death. We had a very, very good meeting with Mr. Lavrov, and it was I thought it was very, very good.
The president said he underscored the need for Russia to rein in the Bashar al-Assad regime, as well as Iran and its proxies. Mr. Lavrov met earlier with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. He called both U.S. men people of action, describing their discussions as free of ideology, a reference to the previous Obama administration. The Russian diplomat said relations are beginning at a very low level, but added that they can and should contribute jointly to the settlement of many urgent global issues. University of Denver International Affairs Professor Jonathan Edelman said Mr. Trump believes, on Syria at least, that's possible.
He clearly is confident that he can make some progress here, and that's basically what he was saying, that there are issues that the United States and Russia could get together on, possibly Iran, although mainly on Russian terms, and that will be a problem as well.
Mr. Lavrov said he believes the U.S. is interested in taking part in a Russian proposal to create four so-called de-escalation zones in Syria. The Libyan Coast Guard Wednesday intercepted hundreds of migrants jammed on a wooden boat and returned them to Tripoli after warning a ship preparing to take them to Europe. Coast Guard Colonel Bujela Omar said he received a distress call north of Sabratha, about 19 nautical miles from shore. The migrants numbered approximately 300. Libya has become the main departure point for migrants hoping to reach Europe by sea. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Wednesday called on the U.S. to reverse its decision to arm Syrian Kurds, part of the Syrian Democratic Forces that are driving toward the Islamic State-held city of Raqqa.
DAEŞ terör örgütüyle mücadele...
Mr. Erdogan said the fight against the Islamic State, or Daesh, should not be led with another terrorist organization, a reference to the YPG Kurdish militia. He said such a move would destabilize Syria and the region. The White House has announced its decision to arm the Kurds and their Arab militia partners to liberate Raqqa. Turkey considers the YPG a terrorist organization. Pentagon spokesman Colonel John Dorian in Baghdad, meanwhile, said the SDF seized the key Syrian town of Tabqa and the country's biggest dam some 40 kilometers west of Raqqa.
Tabqa is an extremely dangerous battle zone. As they advance, SDF forces encounter ISIS snipers who are using apartment buildings, hospitals, and mosques in the dense urban terrain to mask their positions.
He said some 30,000 people have been displaced by the fighting that began in March. In Venezuela, more anti-government protests aimed at socialist President Nicolas Maduro turning violent. At least one more person was killed Wednesday as protesters lobbed bottles and bags of excrement at security forces who responded with tear gas in the capital, Caracas. Meanwhile, the Venezuelan Health Ministry said the number of women dying in childbirth rose a staggering 66% last year. At the same time, more than 11,000 infants died, a 30% increase. In Brazil, former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva appeared in federal court Wednesday to give testimony on corruption allegations. Lula accused of receiving a beach apartment in return for lucrative government contracts. He is implicated in several other corruption cases and is a high-profile defendant in a widening corruption probe. He has insisted he is innocent of all wrongdoing. South Sudan's ousted army chief, Paul Malong, dismissed suggestions that he'll join a revolt and retaliate against the government in Juba. His removal followed a series of resignations by top military officials who've accused Malong and others of pursuing ethnic warfare and committing war crimes in the country's civil war. In Nigeria, the parents of more than 80 schoolgirls freed from their insurgent group Boko Haram are waiting to be reunited with their daughters. The girls abducted from the northeast village of Chibok 3 years ago were part of a swap Saturday that returned several Boko Haram commanders. They have been in the capital Abuja, some 900 kilometers away. It was a quiet day on Wall Street Wednesday, although the Nasdaq Composite, a barometer of the tech industry, reached another record high close of 6,129. And meanwhile, the price of oil surged 3% as fuel stockpiles in the U.S. dwindle. U.S. crude above $47 a barrel, Brent crude above $50. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.